Good morning and welcome to the Ray of Hope Christian Church Prayer Call. I'm Reverend Erica Gerolds and I'm honored to lead you in this time of prayer. From our devotional, we are reading Immeasurably More by Mark Mitchell. Comes a word from the Lord. The word is how to shine. Our scripture reading is Philippians chapter 2, verses 14 through 15. And it reads, do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky. We're all about conversations. Words are one of the wonderful gifts of communication that God has given us. What is the importance of using our words effectively and wisely? They can be awesome, but words can also be horrible and filled with hate. Words can extend peace, or they can start wars. There is power in our words. Adolf Hitler's words led to the extermination of millions of Jewish persons. By contrast, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s words led to freedom and equality. What are your words saying about you? How are you using words in your conversations? What are you doing with your words? As children of God, we are commanded not to grumble or argue. However, if we are honest on this morning, when confronted with our choices and actions, we spontaneously start complaining. It was their fault, not mine. If they hadn't, I wouldn't have. This is what we say. Now, the word choice Paul uses here takes us back to the wilderness journeys of Israel. You know that at almost every turn, Israel complained. The Bible says one day the Israelites started complaining about their troubles. They needed water, so they complained. They needed food, so they complained, and so on and so on. The Lord heard them and became so angry that he destroyed the outer edges of their camp with fire, according to Numbers 11. Notice all complaining is in the hearing of the Lord, and the Lord clearly doesn't want to hear it. Paul reminds us in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, do not grumble or complain. Why should we try to decide to detect, reject, and eject all complaining from our vocabulary? First, complaining tears down others. It contaminates both the complainer and everyone within earshot. Complaining reminds you a lot of what Hebrews chapter 12, 15 says about bitterness, that many become contaminated and defiled by it. Like bitterness and resentment, complaining contaminates and defiles many. Make every effort to live in peace with everyone. Sometimes we even think we're helping by complaining. We maintain if somebody doesn't say something, there is nothing that's ever going to change. We imagine we've contributed searching worthwhile by our complaint. But complaining is what we do to avoid facing, dealing with, and solving the problem. With your complaining, saints of God, are you going to be a part of the problem or are you going to be a part of the solution? Many of you may ask, isn't complaining really just about words? No, it's much more than that. Second, complaining comes from your thoughts. For as he or she thinks within him or herself, so is he or she. So as my grandmother used to say, think before you speak. See, words kill, words can also give life. They're either poison or fruit. You choose. Ultimately, your complaining affects you more than anyone else. The psalmist said, I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed in Psalm 77, verse 3. So why not just follow this advice as we read today in Philippians chapter 2, verses 14 through 15. Do all things without grumbling and fault finding and complaining against God and questioning and doubting among yourselves, that you may show yourselves to be blameless and guiltless, innocent and uncontaminated children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked and wicked generation, among whom you are seen as bright lights in the sky. And we want to shine as bright lights in a dark world. Third, complaining is toxic to your relationships. Complaining works its way through and invites others to complain too. Injected poison, no matter how small, is toxic to every part of your relationships. Bear in mind, the word toxic means poisonous or poison. Your complaining in the lives of every relationship in your life is the equivalent of pouring a poisonous potion into the lives of your loved ones with the sole purpose to cause death, injury, destruction, corruption, contamination, and harm. Surely that's not the description you want your loved ones to have of you every time they are around you. No one likes to be around a person who complains all the time. Your relationships, your family, your workplace, your church, and your environment becomes polluted. Complaining polarizes relationships. People who don't like stress, anxiety, and negativity will begin to distance themselves from you. After all, would you want to continuously hang around someone whose words possess the poisonous potential to tear you down? The tongue has the power of life and death, and the life and death of others whom you speak to. You say, but isn't it possible my complaint might be legitimate? All right, since God is against complaining, then how do I handle legitimate complaints? I'm so glad you asked. Before you say or do anything, perform an attitude check. So before you speak, check what's in your heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of, Matthew 12:34. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. When your heart attitude pleases God, you are ready to handle any legitimate complaint. Next, speak in love, not in words meant to hurt. Let your words be gracious and said in love. And above all else, honor God with your words. And finally, the best thing we all can do before we speak, grumble, or complain is to talk to God and pray. Let us pray. Almighty God, you created the universe when you spoke into existence with the words of your own mouth. Your words are almighty and powerful, and now you say there is power in the words that we speak, for we are created in your image. Help us to be careful and responsible with our mouths, to be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Help us to listen more and speak less, to examine our words carefully before we speak them, and to choose silence when it's the best option. There's so much in your word on how important it is for us to watch our mouths. The mouth speaks what the heart is full of. No human being can tame the tongue. It's a restless evil full of deadly poison. And it's what comes out of the person's mouth that makes them unclean. You've said that life and death are in the power of the tongue. These are just a few. We can't tame our tongue on our own, Lord. We need the help of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the self-control that you've instilled in us. Help us to swallow our pride. Make us painfully aware of the profound meaning and power of every word that comes out of our mouths. Help us to become aware that our tongues have the potential to bring forth life or death, to build up or to tear down. If we speak life-giving words, help us to see the fruit that comes as a result. Likewise, teach us to see the ramification of words of death. You tell us in your word that blessing and cursing comes from the same mouth. Change our heart, O Lord, for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Forgive us for being critical, judgmental, sarcastic, rude, or unkind with our words. Break the chain of negativity. Teach us to know when to speak and when to be still or pray. And when we speak, help us to walk in love, always offering words of kindness, love, and grace towards others, but also let our actions follow through. Lord, let our speech always be gracious, encouraging, and edifying. Let us not utter reckless words or engage in slander or gossip that wound, harm, or hinder others, but help us to use our words to bring healing and peace. Help us to shine bright like stars in the sky in this dark world so that we may uplift others around us. We want to honor you by using our words to give sweet, joyful prayers and praises unto your name so that we can boldly say that our words are words of faith, words of power, words of love, and words of life. They produce good things in our life and in the lives of others because we choose your words for our lips. We choose your will for our life, and we go forth in the power of those words to perform them in Jesus' name. As you speak to us, please speak through us. We pray this prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you for joining us. I pray that you will have a blessed and prosperous day. We look forward to having you join us this Sunday for worship, either in person or on our website at www.rayofhope.org or on Facebook Live or YouTube at 10 o'clock a.m. You may also join us here next Wednesday for prayer. Have a blessed day.